Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
System does not work without corrections. Our law enforcement can make effects, prosecutors can bring charges, judges can issue sentences, but none of it matters without a secure correctional system that enforces accountability. Our correctional officers are the ones who ensure dangerous criminals stay behind bars, court-ordered sentences are carried out, and public safety is protected.
Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins yesterday speaking Santa Rosa Correctional Facility. That's the state prison, not the county jail, in case the two things are kind of confusing to you. And I can understand they would be because, you know, who wakes up in the morning thinking, well, I need to understand the difference between a state-run prison and a county jail when they're sitting near each other. John does. That's important to
yes,
you.
Yes, it's very important at 5:11
yeah,
in the morning.
Absolutely. So Century, Blackwater, those are state prisons. Mm-hmm. Escambia County Jail, that's a county jail. And, you know, and there's federal things in there as well, you know. But anyway, this is at the state prison because they were coming to, you know, there's actually kind of some interesting, you know, stuff around this. But I completely agree with Lieutenant Governor that corrections officers, people who work in the jails, the prisons, are absolutely essential to law enforcement, as are, you know, state attorneys, as are medical examiners. And they're one of the weird things, I think, in our consciousness sometimes is which parts of a system we value or celebrate, and which parts of the system we kind of overlook or ignore or take for granted. You know, for instance, everybody celebrates the law enforcement officers, right? The people who are out on the line, you know, the sheriff's deputies and the police officers. Okay, cool. We get that. Right. And we all do. Firefighters, you know, same thing, right? That's not law enforcement, but, you know, similar kind of category. EMS, paramedics. Yes. Okay, cool. What about the guy, you know, who works in the jail? Well, I mean, you know. I mean, I think that's a common attitude is, but yet if you don't have a functioning jail system, penal system, okay, you can't have a functioning law enforcement system. It doesn't do a whole lot of good to arrest somebody, try them, convict them, and then not have a place to put them, right? So having a functioning jail system is incredibly important. He's exactly right. Same thing for the state attorney's office. Same thing for the medical examiner. Now, each one carries a different level of sort of personal risk, right? Okay. Same thing for having judges, having a courthouse, all of these things. But particularly when you're, you know, when you think about if it's the risk that makes us celebrate, you know, cops and sheriff's deputies, then that same level of sort of personal exposure and danger and physical difficulty is absolutely present being a CO and being a corrections officer. You know, you got to, unfortunately, a lot of times, you got to get in there and fight a guy. You know, you got to wrestle him out. You got to subdue him. You got to deal with problems, right? That's part of doing it. And so he's absolutely right. I think it's something that we don't celebrate enough, and it's one of these things where, you know, I've talked about this many times over the history of the jail system, particularly the prison system here in Florida, which has been beleaguered for a long time. Infrastructure is not in great shape. Pay is not in great shape. The ability to keep employees has not been very good. There have been a lot of problems in the prison system in Florida. I've lived here 12 years. This has been a problem as long as I've lived here. And the challenge is, if you want to go to the voters and say, all right, we need to pay our cops better, the voters are like, yeah, buddy. Love it. Believe in it. Hey, voter, we need to pay our corrections officers better. Oh, I mean, do you really? You know, all right. All of our cars are falling apart. We need to have an upgrade and we need to spend money on police vehicles. All right. I'm in. Cool. Excellent. Our jails are falling apart and we need to have, well, I mean, because it's almost looked at as, well, that's, you know, those are the conditions for the prisoners. Okay, true. That's right. It's also the conditions for the officers who work in the jail. But also, that's the system. You pay for the whole thing. And if any part of it isn't functioning properly, then you don't have a functioning correction system. And so I have argued for years. I have agreed with the need that we need to spend more money. But it's not a sexy political issue where you can go and say, I am running for governor on the need to spend more money to make our jails better. Because, again, we have this kind of cognitive gap where we just don't think of that as being all that important.
The Florida Department of Corrections is one of the largest correctional systems in the nation. Overall responsible for more than 80,000 inmates statewide. 80,000. That's a massive responsibility. It takes strong leadership, trained professionals, and a workforce that's both supported and respected.
By the way, 80,000 is a lot. I mean, that's a Pensacola and a half in the state prison system. Pensacola is about 55,000, right? Okay. That's a Pensacola and a half in the prison system. And that does not count, you know, federal, and it does not count county jails, right? That's not, that's 80,000. That's a year and a day plus, right? Typically is who's in the state prison. People who violate state law and their sentence is a year and a day or more, they go to state prison. If it's less than that, they go to, you know, county jail. But yeah, it's a pretty massive thing. It's a very expensive thing. And what the governor is proposing, two components. Number one is a pay raise, and number two is to hire more people.
His recommended budget includes $373.9 million in vital pay raises for FDC certified and support staff statewide. That includes raising the base pay for correctional officers, probation officers, and inspectors from $22 an hour to $28 an hour. This is not just about compensation. It's about readiness. It's about stability. If we want safe institutions, we have to have a stable workforce.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's no good to hire people who get trained and then go somewhere else. And it's no good to have people who come in and discover that, you know, the job is maybe harder than they think and think, well, that's definitely not worth the money. You know, you got to solve both problems. I don't have any problem with this. A $6 an hour raise is a lot. But when you do the math on this, assuming no overtime, that means they were making $44,000 a year to start. Now they're making $56,000 a year to start. Can I pay you $56,000 to go work in the jail for right now in the current economy with the price of ground beef at $7 a pound and, you know, the price of housing, what it is, you know, you taking that deal? I mean, that's not a great deal. And that's only the start, right?
In order to do that, it takes more than just words. Simply put, it takes deeds. If we want to keep dangerous criminals locked up, if we want and need strong officers on front lines, then we have to put our money where our mouth is. And that is exactly what Florida has done.
Yeah, and not just pay raises, but hiring, too, because that's been a historical problem in Florida.
The governor's recommended budget also includes $56.7 million to add 500 additional full-time security positions statewide. That means more staffing, more coverage, and stronger security inside our Florida institutions. It means safer working conditions for officers and a stronger ability to maintain control and order.
Yeah, that's right. And by the way, interestingly, if you do the math on that, that means per position it's 100 plus thousand, about 110,000. So I don't know if that's training, you know, all the human resources, equipment, and all that. And I know often you hire somebody and the cost of having them employed is not their salary, right? It plus, I mean, employer pays the FICA side, right? There's all kinds of, you know, insurance, benefits, all that stuff. But it is interesting to note, just as a general marker, that when he's talking about hiring new COs, if their starting pay is going to be $56,000 and you're going to hire 500 more and that's going to cost you $55 million, you know, you're talking about double their pay, basically. You know, half their pay goes to them and half the cost of them goes into all the things that it costs in order to have them. But I think my favorite part, actually, of this whole thing yesterday when he was here was, I mean, it's good to announce that they're investing in this system. It's good. It's necessary. I've been saying this for years. All the reporting has been saying this for years. But it's, you know, not easy to go to the voters and say, hey, we're going to spend a whole bunch of money on, you know, jails and guards. Well, they prefer to be called COs, but, you know, what most people think of. Okay? And it's not a sell. It's not an easy sell. Okay? Schools, teacher salaries, you know, parks, conservation status. You know, those are things that right, cool. I want to hire more guards, corrections officers, and build more jails. You what? Also, sometimes, weirdly, even though, you know, conservatives particularly are viewed or view themselves as, like, very pro-law enforcement and somehow or other, again, the message on, yeah, that includes COs and prisons doesn't quite translate all the time. Anyway, back to the this was, I think, my favorite part of the speech yesterday. The corrections being essential is a big part, but then the way he ended it I thought was very good, too. Again, this is Jay Collins, Lieutenant Governor.
To our men and women in corrections across the state, thank you for what you do. Thank you for your dedicated service, sometimes with hard pay, sometimes with hard conditions, always with an incredibly hard job. We appreciate what you do. We appreciate who you are. Thank you for being on that front line and keeping our people safe and keeping our families able to live their American dream. The state of Florida has your back. We must ensure we always have it as well.
Hey, that's a great message. I'll tell you, I think that probably comes from his background in the military where, you know, telling the troops essentially, hey, we care about you, we value you, you're important, you're doing a great job. Like, that's probably a culture thing for him. And I agree, that's exactly right. That's paying people is important, but also telling them that they're important is important. You know, you want people to feel good about what they do. You want them to feel like what they do matters. Significance. You know, significance is a massive human currency. And the funny thing about significance is it usually doesn't cost you anything to give it. You know, you can make people feel significant without paying them. And, you know, sometimes you can use it instead of paying them to a degree. Because if people feel like the work they're doing matters, they'll do that work more than they will for money. And you know this, if you're kind of questioning me on this, but if you know this because, you know, look at the generally poor pay that people endure as, for example, teachers, even though they're paid better now than they were before, but, this, you know, still generally it's not great pay. But why do they do it? They endure bad pay because it's rewarding. Right? There's a sense of meaning and significance and, you know, doing a good thing. Well, that is a compensation. And, I mean, cops get great compensation, not pay necessarily, but and firefighters, in the sense of feeling important. Now, it kind of comes with a little bit of an off taste if you tell us that you are so important, but I'm not going to pay you very much. But people still do jobs where they feel significance, even though they don't get paid much, and they grumble. But they do it. Why? Because the human craving for significance is enormous. It's also why, you know, like in your relationships, if you can make your person feel important and loved and cherished and significant, I mean, that counts a lot. You know, they will like that. There's very few people where you're like, you know, I really appreciate you. I need what you do. You're fantastic and important to me. They're like, why don't you shut your mouth?
That would be you. That would be you just to start the conversation. Trust me, I can already see it.
Anyway, so I thought it was good that he came, good that he announced these things. You know, when your statewide elected officials visit town, we usually cover it. 522 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Managing your ECUA service is about to get a whole lot easier. Coming up on February 16th, the new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. So download My ECUA starting February 16th and take control of your services anytime, anywhere. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
There's no championship league for small business owners. But if there was, you'd be at the top of the standings. Because going pro with Lenovo Pro means you've got the winning formation, one-on-one advice, IT solutions, and customized hardware powered by Intel Core Ultra processors help you stay ahead of the competition. Business goes pro with Lenovo Pro. Sign up for free at Lenovo.com/pro.
Lenovo. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative,
informative,
local, dependable.
Dependable.
And now, Pigs in
I think there's four syllables in that word, though, but I think it's just two. But hey, it's music. 524 on News Radio 92.3 and 4. Are you really counting syllables in songs at 5 o'clock in the morning? Sure, why not? You know, why not? Makes you think. That's my job. Hey, if you're thinking about buying a new home or selling a home or doing both, you know, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are really good at this. And, you know, she's been doing this for a while now. And when she started, you know, she used to be in news and then she did some other stuff, started a family. And those of us who knew Christina, I've known her as long as I've lived here, know, like, you know, she's capable of doing anything. But a lot of people try real estate. Not everybody is great at it. You just kind of never know who's going to really succeed at it. Oh, my gosh. You know, now she's been doing this for, I want to say, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years, something like that. I just don't know the exact number. Or don't know what year she actually started. But, you know, her team sold 209 homes last year. That's crazy. Four a week. That's crazy. Why? Because, you know, she's smart. She's personable. She thinks about individual needs, you know, going all the way back to her news days when it was understand people and their stories and tell them. And now it's understand people and their needs and help them figure it out and help them solve it. But also a devotion to doing all the little things right. You know, there's a lot of stuff they do that everybody kind of knows you're supposed to do, but not everybody does. Like, I remember one time, very clearly she was telling me one time, hey, if somebody comes and looks at one of my homes at an open house and they don't make an offer, or they come and have a showing and they don't make an offer, I ask why. I call. Now, a lot of people, it's a little bit too much work, or they don't want the negative feedback, or whatever. Well, she views it as, A, I'm meeting other realtors. That never hurts. B, I'm getting feedback on a home that I'm learning from. What does the market want? What do people want? What's a problem? What can we fix? Can we fix it? Maybe that becomes a deal. You know, what if we change that? Okay. I mean, you know, she's turned no's into deals when it just was a didn't make an offer. And that's the point. It's all those little things. There's no realtor out there that's like, you know, I never, ever thought or heard that. No, everybody knows you're supposed to do that. But they don't all do it. So results are happen because you do all these little things. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. The fireworks were expected to fly at a House hearing with Homeland Security officials. Representatives from ICE, Border Protection, and Citizenship and Immigration Services will appear before a House panel later today. The hearing comes following the two fatal ICE-involved shootings in Minneapolis. The ransom deadline for Nancy Guthrie is now come and gone. Authorities are confirming that no payment was made. In a video post, Savannah Guthrie was pleading with the public for any help in locating her 84-year-old mother. And Discord apparently now has some new age verification systems. Starting in early March, the platform will begin shifting all users to what they're calling a teen-appropriate experience by default with more restricted content settings.
Interesting. All right. What's the age for the teen restricted content settings? Up to 17? Do you know? Does it say?
It does not say, but I will get more information on that here this morning.
I had never heard of Discord in my life except as the word meaning, you know, disharmony and fighting. But all my boys use Discord, and they use it like through school and for school. And I would be very surprised to find out almost any teenager, junior high age or above, who isn't using Discord. John, confirm?
Oh, I confirm that.
Yeah.
100%.
And if you haven't heard of it and you're like, what is that? Well, ask. Go ask your kids. So it's not a post-based social media system where, you know, like Facebook, Instagram, the ones you're more familiar with maybe is where, you know, you come up with content and you own a TV station, newspaper, radio station, you can publish it right on the online. Discord is more of a chat and groups and entities, and it's more based on communication and interaction than it is based on, you know, posts and reaction to those posts.
It's kind of big in the gaming.
And they have different channels.
Gaming is absolutely huge in gaming. Absolutely huge in gaming.
I was just about to say that. Yeah.
I would say all boys have this, and I would say most girls, although I just don't have direct experience, but particularly because of the gaming, it's a very guy-centric one. John, would you add anything that I missed?
No, I was like, but you have different channels for your different things, and you can communicate through that.
Which some people would think of as your groups or your whatever, but that anyway, they love it, and I mean, they use it a lot because it's
You know, we had all this with AOL chat rooms back in the day. Right?
Yeah, it's all the same.
Or the telephone.
All the same thing.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 529 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are needing a new roof or you're not sure if you do, and I know what happens a lot of times is you think you might. And, you know, if you're going to sell a home, you're probably going to need a new roof just because if it's more than 10 years old, your insurance, their insurance, I mean, just I'm preparing you for that fact. Don't be surprised by that. That's the nature of insurance these days. It's terrible, but it's the nature of it. But also, if you've had if there's some question you have, call Quality Roofing Solutions. They have a 4.9 rating on Google, which is incredibly high. It's very unusual, but a 4.9 is very good. They were founded in 2006 by Brian Ward, and he said, I just want to do good roofs that people can count on and give them a good value and treat them well. Well, 10,000 roofs later, okay, that's what they're doing for folks in Pensacola. Invested in the local community, doing smart things business-wise, giving you pictures of everything they've done before, during, and after, so you have an online record that you don't even, if something happens to your house, you still have that. And treating you like a person, talking to you about the situation, explaining it to you, and they'll walk you through whether repair or replacement makes the most sense. And a lifetime guarantee, or lifetime warranty on their work as well. QualityRoofingSolutions.com.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The deadline passes from the alleged kidnappers to pay a reported $6 million ransom for the return of Savannah Guthrie's mom, Nancy. There's no word from officials of any money exchange hands. Guthrie delivering a plea.
We believe our mom is still out there.
Adding,
we need your help.
Officials have said no suspect or person of interest has been identified. Leaders from ICE and Border Patrol face a grilling.
ICE Chief Todd Lyons is one of the leaders appearing before the House Homeland Security Committee today, and he will likely face questions about immigration enforcement in Minnesota.
Fox's Manuel Rivera. Democrats could force another partial shutdown Friday night. They're demanding 10 changes to ICE enforcement. U.S. military forces board a sanctioned oil tanker linked to Venezuela in the Indian Ocean after tracking the ship from the Caribbean Sea. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's 55. Real foggy start to our day. We'll get our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. The city of Pensacola is moving forward with emergency repairs to Scenic Highway after engineers warned erosion has made the roadway unstable. An outflow pipe near Hyde Park Road failed in August, and the cliff and the road have now been washing away. City Administrator's David Stafford says the erosion is now creeping dangerously close to the road. The city is expected to vote Thursday on an easement agreement with FDOT. More than 80 protected trees are also at risk during construction, including 7 heritage oaks. Some residents say construction vibrations are causing mirrors to fall off walls. Nature advocates say there is no public input on the tree removal. A Flemington High School student fighting for his life after a car accident on 31 last Friday. Flemington Fire Chief Steve Stanton says maybe the worst crash he's seen in 40 years. The stretch of road averages a lot of accidents, about 10 a year. School Superintendent Dr. Michelle Collier says the district is working with State Representative Alan Baker to attempt to improve safety. The district has requested relocating a crosswalk between the high school and the baseball park and expanding the lower speed limit zone around the school. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency is investigating. A hearing in Miami-Dade County could determine if a convicted killer is put to death. Anthon Reagan Jr. pled guilty last month to first-degree murder for the shooting death of 10-year-old Aaron Vu. In 2013, Vu's father took the stand yesterday and said he forgives Reagan. The 31-year-old is asking for life in prison. He may take the stand later today. A hungry squirrel is being blamed for destroying a home in Bay County. Donnie Banta and his family were sleeping last week when their home in Panama City caught fire. He and his wife and their two kids and both pets were able to get out okay, but the house was a total loss. Investigators say a squirrel chewing on wires in the attic started the fire. Banta's sister-in-law started a GoFundMe. So far, over $6,000 has been raised to help them rebuild. The state Democrat caucus leaders questioning why black law students at Florida A&M University are reportedly being told they can't use the word black when referring to Black History Month.
We really need to pay attention to the harm that this can cause to students, to black Americans, and this on the heels of what we saw with the Trump administration with that atrocious post depicting President and Michelle Obama in just the most horrific and racist terms.
Representative Fentrese Driscoll, she says the state is censoring the Black Law Students Association. Lawmakers, though, say it's in line with the state law banning the use of state or federal dollars for diversity programs and activities. It's 5:34. Let's get a check on our forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson from Channel 3.
We are going to be seeing mostly cloudy skies today with a high near 72 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. Going to be looking at a chance of some morning fog for that Wednesday morning. Then by Wednesday afternoon, partly sunny skies, 20% chance of some stray showers, high near 71. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 56. Going into Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 69 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it is 55 right now. Very foggy start to our day. Our next news at 6. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with your Money Now. Taiwan says that Washington's proposal to move 40% of the island's semiconductor supply chain to the U.S. is impossible. Officials say Taiwan's international expansion, including its investments in the U.S., is predicated on the notion that the industry remains rooted in Taiwan and continues to expand domestic investments. OpenAI's free version of ChatGPT has a new look. Users who don't pay to upgrade will now see ads when using the artificial intelligence platform. The company said it is testing ads with ChatGPT users in the U.S. with a free and Go subscription tiers. The Go plan costs $8 monthly. Alphabet has added new AI risks to its annual report, including a potential impact on advertising. The company also noted risks of large, long-duration commercial contracts for AI infrastructure. Alphabet is planning to raise $20 billion from a bond sale, including a 100-year bond. Futures are currently mixed. Yesterday, the Dow gained 20. That's your money now.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Have you ever gotten stuck being the one who has to figure out the food?
Yeah.
Birthday party, office lunch, family get-together, and suddenly everybody's looking at you.
Me?
That's when you call Voodoo Barbecue. Whether it's catering for 5 people or 500, they make it easy. They show up, the food's hot, and it smells incredible. And nobody's asking where the plates are. Slow smoked barbecue, big portions, real flavor. The kind where folks go back for seconds and ask,
where'd this come from?
That's Voodoo Barbecue Catering. Go to catering at voodoobbq.com and get your mm-mms ready.
What if I told you there's money hidden in your home? Not under the mattress, not in the couch cushions, but real money waiting to be put to good use. With a home equity line from PennAir Credit Union, you can tap into your home's value for renovations, big projects, or whatever's next. No annual fees, no closing costs, just smart, flexible funding backed by a local team. Your home's got extra cash. Put it to work. Learn more at PennAir.org/home equity. Equal housing lender.
Ever notice how the best advice usually comes from someone who actually does this stuff for a living? That's the idea behind Pet Talk, also known as the Pensacola Expert Panel, weekdays at 9.
Good morning, this is Pet Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg.
Meg sits down with local business owners and professionals to talk real solutions, real experience, and real life questions. Pet Talk with Meg, weekdays 9 to 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, informative, local, dependable.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
I think the board should write the Department of Interior and ask for a daily rate. You know, I know it's $45 a year, $7 for our $25 for 7 days, but there doesn't seem like any reason why we shouldn't ask the Department of Interior for a daily rate. You know, a lot of people that aren't on their vacation can't spend 7 days out at the beach. They can take their kid for their birthday party. So I would love to have the board support something like that for beach access as well.
This is Commissioner Mike Kohler, District 2. That includes NES Pensacola, Warrington, that kind of area, west side of Pensacola. And what he's talking about there is as a solution to the customary use, beach access, private property kind of discussion that we're having. He says, and Steve Stroberger, same thing, and they're good friends. Of course, Steve used to be his district aide. Talking about, can we not get the state park to be more user-friendly, or maybe, I don't even know if it's pay something, honestly, I think you do, but, you know, could it be free for Escambia residents? And then Johnson Beach, the Gulf Islands National Seashore, it's too expensive to pay $25 just to go to the beach for one day. Can we not get a day rate, $5, something like that? Joining us now, we have Jimmy Petronas. He is our congressman for District 1, Northwest Florida. Jimmy, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, is this a conversation that you have been a part of yet, or is this something that does that seem like the kind of thing that, you know, makes sense to you to get a discounted, just a single day rate to go to the National Seashore from the Interior Department?
Yeah, I'll reach out to Cole. This isn't something he's briefed me on, but I'd be happy to work on it. But Andrew, for years, all right, so I was on the Florida cabinet. We would buy and sell land, more or less buy a lot of land or buy the development rights. And one thing that I obsessed about whenever we bought this land is it's got to have a public good. It's got to have public access.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm kind of, you know, wanting to make sure we do everything humanly possible to make this as affordable as possible for folks to access the property. I mean, this is the public's property, you know? And I can see the importance of wanting to charge something to get access to it, but let's just make sure it's reasonable. I don't want to nickel it. I mean, I'd prefer to try to figure a way not to nickel and dime people to enjoy what they own in the first place.
Yeah, no. And I mean, we're so used to like Pensacola Beach where it's the only thing you got to pay is a buck to go across the bridge. And nobody feels like that is, I mean, who cares, right? It's a buck. You know, there's no feet across the Perdido Key Bridge, but then to go into Johnson Beach, it's, you know, oh my God, that's a lot of money just to go to the beach, right? If that's where you want to go. So good. I'd love to see you guys work on this and seeing if we can come up with at least a choice. You know, choices are always going to make things better. You guys have been working
somebody's gonna stir up Kohler here in the next couple minutes if he's not listening. So anyway, yeah, be glad to do it. Matter of fact, everybody that's listening, this is Mike Kohler's phone number. Please call him right now and tell him Jimmy wants to help.
All right, and we'll see if the congressman can pay for the melted phone too. The Save for Success Act. This is basically opening up the opportunity for anybody who's. It's like the opposite of a student loan. If you've got a surplus in your tuition account, you'd be able to use it for a down payment on a home, right?
Yeah. So I mean, this is the way I look at it. Let's make it Florida-centric a minute, okay? But this is actually a national piece of legislation. So Florida-centric, if your young man or young daughter did well enough to be able to get, say, 100% Bright Futures, and then maybe you went ahead and did prepaid or some form of prepaid, or they were able to get some scholarship money. So now they've gone out, they've used Florida prepaid, at the expense of the taxpayers, but the benefit of from a state program. And now they've been able to get some scholarships. So let's say mom and dad's 529 plan didn't get touched. Then why not let them pivot and use that money as a down payment assistance solution, and, you know, allow a kid who worked hard, or even worked hard and put themselves through school, to be able to take that 529 money and use it as a down payment, so, or a mortgage assistance plan. So I just, you know, it's crazy this wasn't already the law of the land, but, you know, home ownership, you've heard me say it before, I think it's the most powerful force for good. I think people stay out of trouble. I think they show up to work. They take care of that investment when they own something of that magnitude. So why not think outside of the box and allow them to do a little bit more with that money that is theirs in the first place?
Yeah, and I'm with you. It makes sense to me. It's also, I think, a little bit of a, like you say, Florida-centric, because how many other places in the country have the very affordable college rates that we have? You know, I know a lot of places in the country, I think the average person's like, what you mean, education fund surplus? Like, that's going to be alien language to them. But, hey, where it exists, you know, why not? Exactly right. Why not free that up a little bit?
Yeah, it's exciting. So, I mean, and y'all, please, look, I'm you know, accessible. Ideas that you've got to be able to manipulate existing federal programs, you know, my door is always open. Ideas. This came from a buddy of mine, a Greek by the name of Pete Belazos, who sent this idea to me. And so, I mean, this came from a friend. It could be just as much coming from a constituent. So, you know, y'all please engage.
Did you get a text from Mike yet?
I did. No, not yet.
I did. Yeah. It's funny.
I don't think you had your radio transmitter up powerful enough. Turn it up a little bit more and say it all over again.
That's funny. Hey, the Trump RX thing. I've read some analysis of this that makes it sound like, you know, maybe it's not going to have that sweeping of an effect. I've got a kind of a wing nutty idea here that I'm sure that, you know, the lawyers would fight me tooth and nail on this, but hear me out. I love the concept of the most favored nation rate. You know, the idea that if you charge a rate to the Canadians or the Nigerians or whatever, then the people here at home should not have to pay a higher rate than that for a prescription drug. But here's my trade-off on this. Here's how I think you accomplish that. That's the bargain when we protect your patent. We're going to grant you a patent, and we're going to protect it.
That's right.
And the trade-off is you get patent protection because you're offering to us, the public, the, you know, America, that you're going to give us the drug at no greater rate than you charge anybody else. That seems like a really obvious trade-off to me.
Well, again, I'm not a patent attorney, and
right.
I've never filed a patent before. But I would think we would need a change in at least patent law in order to get that type of status. But makes sense to me. I mean, you're having the protection of the world's largest economy
right.
to ensure that your formula is protected for the 17 years that it's going to be on patent. So, I mean, it's at least another lane for protection and leverage and negotiating.
Right. I mean, I love that it's in the Constitution that we protect people's, you know, copyrights, trademarks, patents. That's good. But should we do it for nothing, or should we just, you know, here's an opportunity for us to do it for something that is for the public good. And, you know, hey, look, if you don't want to give us the cheap rate, then, you know, why do we need to give you patent protection? I mean, that seems like an opportunity for me to me. Talk a little bit about the Blue Angels hangar funding and the funding that's going to go to the Navy Boulevard reconstruction. Is it $12 million and $3 million? Do I have these numbers right?
Correct. So $3 million in Navy Boulevard for enhancements, and then $12 million to go towards the Blue Angels hangar. Essentially, they're like tagged dollars. Those dollars can only be used for restoration purposes, replacement purposes of the Blue Angels hangar. And so the price on it is a moving target. If you look at the hangars that were built out at the airport, the current airport, they were, I believe, they're each under $100 million. But the way things have to be built going through the Department of Defense they cost, you know, multiples of that. So right. This was one of the great things about having Hun Cao, the Undersecretary of the Navy, down a few weeks ago, is he's, you know, trying to find other ways in order to speed up infrastructure. Because I'll tell you, the bureaucracy of the Pentagon, people will have passed away before we even break ground on something that should have been replaced 25 years ago. So we're just there's just so much of a reset button that's got to hit in different levels. That's what the president was fussing about the other day, was just the defense industry in general. Is, guys, you're not producing enough. You're not getting enough of rolling stock out on the market for our users to want to be able to get their hands on. So and fixed capital outlay construction is no different.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the Pentagon, and I know this is not really, it's not a local issue, it's not a Paternus issue, it's nothing, but there are so many negative stories about procurement, particularly shipbuilding, all these things. There was one good news note late last week that the new Abrams, it's going to be a hybrid, so it can run in basically whisper mode, is actually kind of ready to start they've got the demo out and they're ready to build it, and that's like ahead of schedule and under budget, which is kind of an amazing thing to think about for anything that the Pentagon does. So just throw one little good news note out there about that. What the CIA fact book going away, the World Fact Book, and also the deleting of the entirety of the White House president's Twitter feed from prior to his administration. It's not even going to keep the first administration. It's going to get rid of all of that. I don't love the government eliminating information. I get the argument about it's our policy and we don't want to have any unclarity about it. But I mean, the fact book was just like a giant encyclopedia of world facts. Why would that go away?
Yeah, now I'm not familiar about its departure, but I'm happy to look into it and ask questions. But it sounds like you're more informed about it than I am. Unfortunately, sometimes if I'm not sitting on that particular committee, that you're speaking in, then I'm going to be a week behind it just because I'll be immersed in what I'm specifically sitting on. I didn't realize that the president or the administration was trying to archive the Twitter files. But who knows what the motivation is, but that maybe Elon wants to save server space for Gronk. I have no idea.
Yeah, it was just kind of I don't really care about this video thing with the Obamas and all that. I think that's a way overblown story. But it seems to have fallen in the wake of that everything is going to be archived internally where they can – you can public records request it, but you won't be able to just go look at it, which I think is a loss of access. And, you know, the fact book, too, is kind of like a – just kind of suddenly got – and obviously, if you don't know anything about that, that's no big deal. I can't know everything. I know that. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, just kind of because it was the weekend – we had the Super Bowl, and I know you are a country music fan. We talked about this before. I assume you watched the Super Bowl because I know you're a football fan. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did, and I was rooting for the Patriots, and they got totally embarrassed. But that's okay. It was exciting but the best thing about it, I thought, was Devon Weatherspoon, Pensacola's own, stripping the football. Had a massive interview thereafter. I mean, it's like the first real interview that happened live on NBC. So, I mean, I got chills just telling you this because, I mean, I get excited about when a young man, you know, comes from our part of the country, you know, plays on the biggest athletic stage and football, you know, makes a play that obviously is pivotal to turning around or cementing a victory. And you see this young man just, you know, telling the whole world about how proud he is of their work ethic and what they did. So congratulations, Seahawks.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It was really neat seeing him get interviewed. God, he played a great game, too. Part of that, you know, like you said, that one strip play was amazing. One of the early sacks was amazing. He's so fast.
Yeah.
And, you know, graduating Pine Forest, and he's just a local kid. And I love that he talks 100% like he grew up here. If you didn't know he was from here, you would know he was from here by the way he talks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so give us your play-by-play about why you watch Bad Bunny live exclusively.
Well, you watched TPUSA, right? You didn't watch Bad Bunny at all? You switched channels? Because you're a country fan.
I have. The only thing I know about Bad Bunny is what you were kind of alluding to at the beginning of our pre-show conversation. That's all I know.
Yeah.
If Bad Bunny walked in, I wouldn't know who he is.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either. And I was not a hater. I was not against this. I didn't think there was a problem with having him as a halftime show. I just found it boring. I don't know the music. I don't particularly like the music. The show was sort of low key. It was like somebody was setting a musical up on the stage, and it was fine. It was creative, but it was a halftime show. But it didn't capture me. But I had the same reaction to the TPUSA because I'm not a country fan, and I didn't find anything there for me either. I assume country fans loved it because I know from John and David, and I guess from you love that one.
Yeah, I mean I thought it was fine. I mean, we switched over to OAN and watched it streaming there, and and then when it was over, we switched back. It seemed like it was a little bit of a delay, so we missed the first couple minutes of the second half because of it.
Well, you didn't miss much. Especially if you're a Patriots fan.
Poor Patriots.
Jimmy Patronis, he's our congressman from District 1, Northwest Florida. Jimmy, thanks as always for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, Mike hasn't reached out. You didn't get his attention with our conversation. All right, thanks.
I bet he will. Jimmy, thanks. All right, John Pickett has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report.
All right, I think we're done there. Oh, well, a little bit. Yeah, no big deal. 5:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yeah, interesting stuff. I mean, I don't have any idea what it would take legally. This is just a complete novice who kind of puts puzzle pieces together well beyond my area of expertise on the patent thing. But it seems to me that the granting of a patent and the protection that goes with it, we do that for the cultivation of ideas, right? That's why we want it. We do that so that people feel safe that if they do research and they create a thing, then they will have this protection and the weight of the United States behind them. Okay, cool. That in itself is a public good. But that is also a private benefit to the people who own the patent. And in exchange for the people owning the patent, I think there ought to be a trade-off in that. And the trade-off should be, well, you get the benefit because the way the United States is behind you're protecting you and, your innovation. Here's the trade. You sell it to us at the same, no greater than the price that you sell anybody else. I mean, it's a simple concept, right? I mean, this is one of the things that I totally agree with President Trump about, that most favored nation concept of the price of pharmaceuticals. 5:56 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
ZZ Top, the big one. April 2nd, Sanger Theater, Pensacola, Florida. Playing all their classic hits. ZZ Top. Sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Beads are fun.
Les bon temps roulé.
Moon pies, too. Traffic, not so much. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
Good
Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I think we got a dense fog advisory out this morning. I know the fog is bad for sure. So I think the official is out till like 9 a.m. this morning, but it definitely is dense. So please drive carefully. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. The daughter of a man that was running for Minnesota governor has been killed, stabbed to death. Police in St. Cloud say they found Haley Tobler dead inside of an apartment and looked like her husband was the killer. Tobler's father was Republican Jeff Johnson there. He suspended his campaign. Bad Bunny has seen about a 410% jump in streams on Spotify after his Super Bowl halftime performance. His music is also taking up the top six spots of the Daily Songs chart as of yesterday morning.
Wait, there were six different songs in that halftime show?
I didn't watch it. I was watching Kid Rock. What's
all
he
sounded
doing
the
here?
Same to me. That was my initial reaction when I saw that story. Like, Spotify's top six spots occupied by Bad Bunny based on halftime show. And my thought was, there were six songs?
That's funny.
Because I'm ignorant is what that means.